Hey, we're continuing our talks with our Dream Team athletes from the spring of 2019, and we're highlighting Valley Catholic High School and Tyler Bloom, who made the Dream Team for baseball this year in his final season with the Valley Catholic Warriors. And a great season that you had, Tyler. Just, how do you think when you first found out that you had made the Dream Team, how'd you kind of react once you had, finished up your year and were waiting on some of these accolades to come in? How'd you feel about getting the Dream Team honor?
I mean, obviously it's a, huge honor around here to get the Dream Team Award. So it was pretty cool to finally find out that my hard work paid off to finally get the Dream Team after not getting it last year and getting it this year, my final season. So, I mean, it was pretty cool for me to know that I got it, to show my hard work paid off for me.
Well, and getting the respect from other area coaches, because, I mean, the area that we cover is a pretty wide one, and, you get respect from coaches from up in, Jefferson County, down south a little bit. How does it feel to get that kind of, respect from some of the other coaches in the area?
I mean, yeah, it just shows that, some teams I haven't played, these past few years of high school that, they still see my stats, still see me play, time to time in tournaments or conference, whatever, so... it just shows that there's always somebody watching. So, just how the way you play the game and everything like that. So, I mean, it's pretty cool to know at all them schools that I was one of the kids who made the Dream Team. So it was a huge honor for me.
Well, and you certainly made the impact this year with your team, with the bat and also the glove out in the field. And, looking back on your senior year, is there anything about it that really stands out to you as to why you'll remember it?
I mean, it was – huge for me because I've been playing with these kids. I were on my school ball team since I was 8U, so it's bittersweet to finally finish it up with them here in our senior year of high school, because like I said, we've been a part of each other for every summer long, playing baseball every single game since we were 8. So I mean, that's one thing that I always remember, playing baseball with those kids growing up.
It really is a good community because, obviously you get to play with guys on your high school team and you get to grow with them. But before that, it starts so much earlier in St. Genevieve. You play with guys that are on, the Dragons team and also with Valley Catholic. It just seems like, guys in this area, they seem to really, approach baseball with a different kind of mentality and that kind of family aspect of it. Is it really meaningful to you too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, once we're on a team together, when we're mixed and everything, it's really just, put everything aside, school ball, everything, and we're just one team, one family. So it's cool to see everybody transition into that, and everybody has the same mindset. Now that we're on a new team together here for Legion Ball, it's still, mindset is still win and get up and go to playoffs and everything like that. So it's pretty cool to see everybody come together as one.
That's cool. We're talking with Tyler Bloom, who made the Dream Team for the sport of baseball in 2019. And, overall, in your years playing at Valley Catholic, there's been a lot of memories. You've been part of state championships and district championships, including this year. But what memory or play or hit or moment stands out to you?
Oh, I mean, obviously the biggest one for me was junior year at state championship. I had arm problems all year long, and I got to come in and pitch here during the playoffs last year for the junior year. And coach told me I was going to close out the game of the state championship, So I hurried up, ran down to the bullpen, got warmed up, and I went to pitch. First guy, I had 3-0 count on him. Threw him one right down the middle, and he swung, and he lined out to our right fielder. So we had one down. Second kid, 3-0 count on him again, and he grounded out to the third baseman on the next pitch. And then after that, I got the kid down 1-2, and he hit a ground ball right to me at the mound, and I got to walk it over to my first baseman and toss it, and then got to celebrate the state championship. So, it's just something I'll never forget for, as long as I live, that I was a part of the state championship at Valley Catholic, and it was a huge thing for me and my team, and it was awesome for us.
Pretty cool moment. And you'll be continuing your baseball career at Illinois College. What really kind of narrowed it down to that school for you?
I mean, they're a small school, everything. So it's a good family atmosphere. And the coach now at Illinois College, he reminds me a lot of my former head coach, Nathan Gegg, at Valley Catholic. So it's cool to go to see that and, how he coaches at Valley is, and the coach at Illinois College, which is Coach Waddle, how they coach is kind of the same. So, it's really cool to see how they're alike, and it's pretty much sealed the deal for me there.
How do you think you'll prepare for the next level?
Stick around here with Legion Ball now, then when we move into college, go train, try to get a starting spot on the team.
it certainly is a good opportunity for you, and wish you the best of luck with that. And anybody that you want to thank or shout out for helping you get to this point?
I mean, obviously my family, coaches, and teammates. I wouldn't be where I am now without those guys. My family for giving me the opportunity to go to Valley Catholic, and Coach Gay for giving me the opportunity to start my freshman year, you know. It really helped me grow playing with kids like, you know, Connor Bosler, Garrett Jagers, Nick Oberly, like those guys just helped me build as a character and ball player and really helped me grow. And then my teammates for always pushing me, whether it was practice, games, always wanting me to do better. So I really appreciate that, and thanks for the help.
Appreciate the time, Tyler. Congrats on making the dream team, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Tyler Bloom of the Valley Catholic Warriors, a dream teamer for the sport of baseball in the spring of 2019, joining us on Regional Radio.